When my second grader was awake an hour after bedtime on a school night, I was tired and annoyed. When he was still up another hour later, I was starting to despair. I went into his room and, once again, scratched his back and sang him a lullaby. Aiden interrupted my version of Baa Baa Black Sheep to ask, "Dad, have you ever seen an atom?" Seeing that Aiden was still quite awake, I decided to answer his question. We discussed atoms, then protons, neutrons, electrons, then smaller particles. Having scaled down, Aiden wanted to scale up. Can you combine atoms with other atoms? I explained what a molecule was, using water as a simple and tangible example. My son surprised me by telling me how many water molecules are in a raindrop, something he'd learned at school. From there, we worked out how many atoms are in a raindrop. The chain was suddenly complete, and the physical universe snapped into place in his 8-year-old brain. The joy was contagious. Suddenly, there was no way we could stop. From atoms, we moved on to the elements. Aiden made an intuitive leap to hypothesize about the melting points of metals versus other elements. Melting points led to freezing points led to what would happen if you stuck your hand into liquid oxygen. Aiden quickly applied his new knowledge to wonder to which specific nanoscale the cold would shatter his fingers. I thought things were maybe getting a little silly when Aiden switched to the cloning of woolly mammoths, but I was surprised when he used the term Arctic species. Then I was floored when he went on to discuss the ethical consequences of cloning one animal versus reintroducing the whole species. Having decided he was in favor of cloning, the species that is, he ended the conversation by asking what mammoth meant as a word, without the modifier woolly. Aiden led the discussion throughout. He wasn't avoiding bedtime. His mind was spinning with the wonder of it all. Listening to him, I was keenly aware of how solidly his second grade teachers had grounded him in science, language, math, and ethics. Teachers, thank you. With a perspective, I'm Evan Sagerman.
The opinions expressed in the Perspective series are those of the commentators and not necessarily those of its funder or KQED Public Radio. Local underwriting is provided by Leif Cabraser, Hyman & Bernstein, with offices nationwide, including San Francisco and New York. Leif Cabraser represents plaintiffs in personal injury, defective products, consumer and employment cases. On the internet at lchb.com.